This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
I'm fired up today, I'll tell you what. I am fired up. I'm just warning you. In advance. And I'm fired up. A number of different topics have me fired up, but I'm fired up. Good ways, bad ways. Just saying. Part of it is I'd like to win this little contest I have going with my daughter. We had a pumpkin decorating contest last night, Todd. She's been after me for about the last month. To go to it on the coloring contest.
Did you win?
We paint them. We started this a few years ago.
What?
Yeah, and it's just a little easier because otherwise it's kind of boring, right? I mean, if you cut them, you know, how many different ways can you do the eyes, the nose, the mouth, and, you know. And then they, you know, a few weeks in, they kind of cave in and they look like they, you know, their dentures are out or something. I don't know. It just doesn't... So this was Haley's idea. I just went along with it. I just love the fact that I have a daughter that still likes to do this stuff. And you know, she's in ninth grade, so she's getting to the point where it's not going to be fun anymore. But she still actually likes doing this with her dad. So I am going to do it until, you know, she won't do it anymore. Until she looks at me like, are you nuts? Get out of here. I don't want anything to do with you.
She doesn't look at you like that already, huh?
No, actually, not too bad. Oh, okay. Not too bad, yeah.
You're painting a pumpkin, but you're not nuts. Okay, got it.
Yeah. You never heard of painting a pumpkin?
I've not.
Okay.
Well, anyway, my
pumpkins and her pumpkins are up on my Facebook page. Could you share that on K-Fires, too, just so folks can find it nice and
easy? Sure.
And maybe on your own page, too, for all your friends to weigh in.
Absolutely.
Right now, I'm getting just smoked.
So you want to make sure you get completely smoked, or what are we shooting for here?
Probably what's going to happen. And in all honesty, if you're going with pure, you know, artistic value, she wins. There's no doubt about it. I mean, she's got glitter, and she's got the spray paint where it comes down, so it looks kind of spooky. The whole deal. Yeah, the whole deal. So, and I went a little more on the simple side. I did use stencils for my USA pumpkin, so you can. It's sort of...
Oh, you know she's going to win based on what she painted on the one that's on her lap there. That's...
Go Sue?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, she should win for that. But
I can't say it because I work in the flagship stations for that, so I can't say that, but you could say it.
Yeah, no, remember we have the legacy exemption. They sell some merchandise.
That's why you can say it, but I still can't because I'm on the current flagships in Grand Forks and in Bismarck, so I can't say it, but you go ahead. That's fine.
They've got the same legacy recognition. You know, like...
Yeah, but the radio station that does the play-by-play, they don't really want... They want to keep it.
Pretend that, you know, 70 years of history didn't exist. I see, yeah.
Well, right, yeah. And you're the
guy... I can say that, you can't.
Who was on the mic for so many years, so...
18 years of my life.
Right, so you should be using Fighting Sioux. I have to use Fighting Hawks, but there we are. But anyway, so the point being, she's going to win this.
I think so.
If no other reason.
I have Mary, though. There's that.
You're going to get, some votes for that.
I mean, it's the mother of Jesus. What more do you want? I'm trying to pawn for votes here, for crying out loud. Can you not, you know, in addition to being a great university, right?
Right.
In Bismarck, North Dakota. So that should be good for something. So anyway.
But the question is, are more people likely to vote with their passion for Sue or for Mary?
I have USA in mind. All right. And I also, by the way, have a John Deere pumpkin. For crying out loud. So tell me how many fans of...
All that pandering and you're still losing. How does that happen?
And she's got pink and glitter and, you know, whole ghost of a thing. So check it out. Place your votes. Place your votes, ladies and gentlemen. Place your votes.
KLTC listeners, it's on your Facebook page as well. So,
beautiful. Everybody is nice and easy for you to find. Yeah, let's see if we can at least, you know, stop the bleeding. I'd settle for only losing by a little at this point.
I've never painted a pumpkin in my life. I never knew people did that. But I'm not saying I'm with the times or anything either, so...
Yesterday was fun. We had Congressman Kevin Cramer, the entire program for the Talk Radio Town Hall on tax reform. A lot of interesting questions, a lot of different angles, a lot of moving parts to this. He laid out pretty good the framework that's there, but there's obviously more that can be, you know, injected into this whole debate. Today they will vote in the Senate on the budget. You don't get to tax reform if you don't pass the budget. So that'll be our first test to see, you know, if that budget passes and where that goes. And, of course, Chuck Schumer's running around saying, you know, you want cuts to Medicare? Yes or no? That's your answer. Yeah. You want cuts to that? Yeah. Cuts, cuts, cuts. These people, if we let them run the show, we'd be in $40 trillion. They doubled the debt under Obama. Imagine if we give them, you know, more time to double debt. It's just insane. It's just insane, folks. I don't get it. So anyway, that was good. Enjoy it. A little different, obviously, in that we were dedicating the entire show to one topic, but I thought one given the difference maker, that could be worth the time. Coming up on today's show, I have a couple thoughts I want to get to, and I watch yours as well, related to the decision by the NFL. Well, was that a decision? I guess it was the decision not to make a decision by the NFL and Roger Goodell. And also, this controversy over the condolence calls is, in my mind, another example of the absolutely pathetic media that we have in this country that follow national politics. It's the swamp personified. It's unbelievable to me, and I'll illustrate that for you. I don't think Donald Trump was perfect in this whole thing, but certainly they continue to lay traps, and every once in a while he walks in one, and he did a little bit here in my mind, I think. You can tell me if I'm wrong, but I look forward to chatting about that. Also, Kevin Skunas will be here. Kevin is the president of the National Corn Growers Association. He did a very kind thing, invited me out to his farm. And so we're going to do a day in the life of the farmer Monday on the program. Kevin's going to what time do you think I got to wake up on Monday? I'm just going to say whatever you do, Kevin. You think 4:30? Well, yeah. That's not too bad. I get up at 5 anyway.
Well,
so
see.
It's only a half hour earlier. I was thinking like maybe 3:30 or something. I don't know. Yeah. But we're going to do the show Monday from his farm.
You're asking a city born and bred boy what time a farmer would get up. I've never gotten up on a farm before, so I'm not sure.
That's why we're having him on the show today, so I can just find out what I'm in for. Because Monday we'll be broadcasting from there. Our friend Jim the Flagpole guy is going to check in. Brad Berry will be here, head coach of the University of North Dakota hockey team as well. Big weekend for them, the University of Minnesota Gophers. And that great rivalry is back every once in a while. And thankfully it's this year and it's at Ingolstadt Arena. So that is something we'll talk about with Coach Berry coming up on the program today as well. Head coach of the University of North Dakota hockey team. All right, first, I want to talk about the NFL. And Roger Goodell yesterday made an announcement. I could play you the audio, but let me just save you the heartache and headache. He said nothing. All right? And what he basically said is, we're not going to mandate the players do this. I'm guessing he said in private, guys, make this go away. Make this go away. Tell your players to stand, whatever. But
that's what I thought. I thought it was just all code for, all right, look, I don't want to get in the middle of this, so don't make me.
We're going to fight with the players' union, so if we mandate it. Now, mind you, these are people who mandate whether or not you can put a sticker on your helmet, what kind of socks you wear, what kind of gear you have, what you can do after you hit a touchdown. They got zillions of rules, okay, and they have no problem putting those forward. But by golly, the idea of standing for the national anthem to represent the United States of America in a decent way, standing, respecting the flag and those that have died fighting for it, is too much to ask. Tells me they aren't worth an ounce of your energy. They being the NFL. And it's got me to think a little bit about how much energy goes into this. I have friends who live and die football. I mean, they like follow the Green Bay Packers around. Ooh, where's the Packers? Okay, and same thing with Vikings. I like the Vikings. I grew up watching the Vikings. I've been to Vikings games. I have the goofy hats, the whole deal. But, you know, grown men and women who live and die on every injury and every touchdown of the Minnesota Vikings, okay? And pick your team. Just think about this a second. Here's an organization that can't agree on whether it's a good idea to stand for the for the national anthem, stand for the flag, for crying out loud. Are they worthy of an ounce of your loyalty?
So you'd punish Carson Wentz then, is what you're saying.
No, what I'm saying is, I think we've got this all out of proportion. I'm saying that there's is there as much attention going to the fact we have a $20 trillion debt? Is there as much attention towards the fact that we have a battle of all battles with ISIS, as an example?
Totally 55 million
children in this country have been exterminated legally. Our Holocaust, since Roe versus Wade. A court. People in robes said, yep, good idea. Go ahead. Kill them. If you want to, go ahead. It's up to you. Okay. Do we spend as much time worrying about that as we do who's starting at quarterback? I think we've gone off the rails. I think we've absolutely gone off the rails.
That's always been a problem.
I don't disagree, but this is a wake-up call. This is the wake-up call. When this entity is so stupid they can't agree it's a good idea to stand up for the flag, then I say enough of them. Enough of them. You know, or dial it back at a minimum. Tell me if I'm right or wrong. We'll talk about this on What's On Your Mind.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Oil company foreman, listen up. I have an introduction for you that will save you time, money, and lots of hassle. Eric from Delta Constructors is here to give you his telephone number and bring you turnkey solutions beginning to end. Eric, what's that number?
406-250-8151. Or you can call us at our grassy deer office, 701-863-7156. One call does it all.
We're online at deltaconstructors.net. Deltaconstructors.net. One call does it all. The Delta.
This life full of moments, big moments, small moments, and life's in-between moments. It's about missing out on nothing and celebrating everything. It's how we at First International Bank and Trust live first and have been for over 100 years. We help dreams come true, one customer, one moment at a time. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
The Safety Minute, brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute features NDSC Training Director Don Mosman discussing how the new safety campus will change traditional safety training.
The National Safety Council, of which we are a chapter, has done a lot of research in the last several years. And what the research is pointing to is a concept called blended learning, where we take the traditional training topics where you're in a classroom, and we transition into a hands-on environment where instead of just talking about it, you actually do it. And we're going to be looking for opportunities with many of the trainings that we offer, like electrical courses and OSHA courses, to be able to get the students out of the classroom and get them actually practicing safety techniques.
Learn more about the NDSC's new hands-on training by calling 701-223-6372.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Your attention. A car? That car you were talking about yesterday, Puckler, Chevrolet with only 40,000 miles. I buy one, I get a second one. Is that? No. It's not that. Buy one, get one MyPillow. Yeah! That's what we're talking about. This is, if you're lucky enough to be married, this is a wise move on your part because you get one, your wife gets one.
See?
Rather than have to fight over it. Many a calls we've had from people who bought one, and then it was quickly stolen. I believe that happened to you, Todd, if I'm not mistaken. I know it's happened to others that have brought that up. So they also have lots of other products. I've been talking about the MyPillow mattress lately, the MyPillow bed, which they ship you in a really unique package. Ship it right to your door. Mattresses. Beds. They also have MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. These are 88 cotton fibers grown specifically for the highest levels of quality, softness, and durability. Made of 100% certified extra-long staple, Giza 88 cotton, and finished with a satin weave. I'm talking about that. Seven different colors. One of our listeners said, best sheets I've ever owned. They actually breathe. No sweating anymore. Love, love, love. Buying more. Nothing else compares. Plus, the colors are gorgeous. Thank you, Jenny. Appreciate you doing that. By the way, up to 50% off on those sheets and all the other products at MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott or call 800-506-9028. Questions or comments? Welcome, 800-228-0550. That's the toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550. Or text Todd 226-8503 or Scott 367-2054. One of those texters says, I agree, no support here for the NFL. Another says, it's a diversion for me from all those things you mentioned, not an obsession. Yeah, I think that's the key here. If you know, look, everybody has, some people from mowing the lawn allows them to decompress a little bit. Other people just vegging on Sunday on a couch watching a game. I'm not suggesting that somehow, you know, it's evil and awful. You shouldn't watch it. And, you know, like Todd, you've always said Carson Wentz. I'm not going to take away my love for Bismarck Boyd done good, leading the Philadelphia Flyers because Roger Goodell's a goofball. You know, I get that. I'm just saying the whole episode with the flag to me says a lot of us are putting a lot of energy towards an organization that doesn't deserve it.
Agreed.
And maybe some of that energy could go towards something that actually could make a difference in this world. Because whether somebody wins or loses a football game is going to matter not a lick when they lower you into the ground. Not a lick. But missed opportunities, a wasted time, maybe with family, maybe on projects where you could make a difference. Different story altogether. Altogether. Gail in Cheyenne. Is that where you're at? Gail, where are you calling from? Where are you calling from?
Cheyenne.
Okay, I had it right. Go ahead. What's on your mind?
Well, the NFL and the flag business. We're on a very slippery slope. The national anthem right now is not being played at all of the basketball games in North Dakota. The ones on the Indian reservation, they decided to not play the national anthem, but they're playing their drum, their sacred drum. And I find this very disturbing because I think we're on a very slippery slope. But if we got the NFL out there doing what they're doing with the national anthem and the flag, and they are sort of the epitome of athleticism. I'll continue to watch the game. I'll watch the Eagles because I love Carson Wentz. I love watching him throw the football. And I hope that he stays above board on all of this because it's nothing but a stir into racism that a battle that has been raging for hundreds of years and can only be solved by realizing that we are the human race and all of us belong to some tribe or another. And that we belong to a nation wherever we live. Last night I was watching the skating, and there the Russians were great. but they represent a country that I don't agree with. So I have a hard time watching them except to watch their athleticism. If that's what it comes down to protest a racism issue, it ought not to be done on the football field. I guess that's my bottom line on my phone call.
Appreciate that very much, Gail. Thanks a lot. A different topic I want to talk about is the subject of this caller that called us during the breaks comments, and I'll share my comments after his. Roll that, Todd.
Go ahead and do your job. Play the NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell video so we can hear it and then respond. Thank you.
I'm not going to play the whole thing. I think I summarized it well enough, but I'll play it a little later. That actually wasn't the clip I was looking for. Different topic. And
the other one.
Okay, go ahead and roll that.
Oh, here goes the Democrats and news media making up a bunch of junk about Trump again. That whole deal with his call to the wife of the fallen soldier, the thing that he said, yeah, they know what they're signing up for. Well, that's not exactly the context it was done in. It was actually these people know what they're signing up for, and yet they do it anyway. It was supposed to be saying how great of people they are for signing up, even though they know what could happen. And they're saying it, he's saying it as if it was a cold-hearted thing that, you know, they know what they're getting into, and he's third, it's no big deal. That's not the way it was. This is so falsely reported. These people are making crap up, and I'm so sick of the news media and the Democrats.
So first of all, I'm not opening anything of the alcoholic beverage in the studio. That was Todd. Second of all, what was that anyway?
Our app.
Oh, is that right? Yeah.
Because I downloaded our app so we could communicate. I didn't realize it was going to do that. I've never heard it do that before. So. But that said, though, if it's going to put a sound on there, that's kind of a neat sound to have on there.
I think
time we do that, that should be a little reminder. We all need to chillax just a little bit.
Okay, quickly, to the caller's point, though, I completely agree that this is media-driven. I completely agree that this is a trap they set for him. They are the ones that were asking him, hey, have you called the families of those four yet? Hey, have you called them? Hey, have you called? And of course, they did that for President Obama a lot, right? You remember lots of shouted questions at President Obama on whether or not he called John Kelly's son, right? How do you not call the son of one of your generals who loses a son in Afghanistan? The media doesn't care about that because the media is rooting for Donald Trump to fail. They were rooting for Obama to succeed. They were an arm, and are an arm, of the Democratic liberal swamp establishment. They are the ones that are politicizing calls to the families of fallen soldiers. It's sick.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
One of the greatest memories I have of my grandfather, Adam, is leaning over a pool table and having a blast. That's what we did on holidays. And the greatest gift ever was that pool table. Olhausen is the name in pool tables. And Vince is here from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. Why is Olhausen the best?
Well, it's made in the United States, 100%, in Portland, Tennessee. Every table goes in a tree and comes out a unique piece of furniture designed for you and your family.
I love that Carson Wentz has one with a bison logo on it.
Yeah, we can do it right on the table itself, on the felt. We can totally have Olhausen customize any pool table, and that's why Olhausen's the best. Also, we talk about AccuFast cushion. The rails will never go dead. It's a one-of-a-kind lifetime warranty on best playing, best build, only in America pool table. It's Olhausen or nothing.
And for a limited time, receive no interest, no payments for a year. Play now, pay later. Bubble hockey, air hockey, darts, foosball, pool tables at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too. Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, and Minot.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better, and a great place to not only fill up at a pump you own. That's kind of nice, right? You own the pump. Think about that. That's right. If you're a member, you're getting in on the action. It's nice. Valley Dairy Stores in Grand Forks and East Grand Forks are now part of the PetroServe USA family as well, so same thing applies there. So you fill up there, you get choice at the pump. They connect North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields. What else do you get? You get great deals, like the 4-for-4 special, Hot Stuff Personal Pan Pizza, those incredible cookies, not one but two of them, and a 20-ounce drink. If you go there right now, they'd have some just delicious breakfast pizza, and the Hot Stuff breakfast pizza is so good. Loaded up. Fantastic. 20-ounce drink. Maybe you want a little coffee for the road or a soda. Your choice. Two of those cookies. Four items for $4 all day, every day at PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. Tell them Scott sent you. All right, we'll return to both our conversation about the NFL, and I will honor the request of that caller to, well, you don't tell me about it. Play me what Roger Goodell said. Fine. I'll play it for you. I thought I'd. Well, first of all, he said nothing. I mean, he says everyone should stand for the national anthem, but then he says we're not going to do anything about it. So why even have a press conference? For crying out loud, because you said nothing. Oh, my gosh. Anyway, some people are very good at that. They can get before the camera, stand at a podium, prepare things, get all the words just right, and then in the end you go, what did they say? I don't think they said anything. Talked in circles for 20 minutes. But whatever. Welcome to showbiz. But I'll play the comments so you can hear them, and then we can talk more about them. And also more on this media-induced controversy on condolence calls from the President of the United States. I said earlier that I wanted to say one thing that I think some will perceive as critical of President Trump, and that's fine. First of all, this is a trap from the media. They're asking, have you called the families of these four in Niger that have died, okay? That's number one. Number two, they continue to go. Then when he says, yeah, I call them and I do it differently than everybody, I think I do it better than anybody, not every president called, but I do. He's saying that because he knows John Kelly didn't get a call when his son died, okay? That's why he's saying that. He has that point of reference. And for all the Obama sycophants out there that are running around saying, oh, what a liar that Trump is. Obama did this, Obama did that. Well, he didn't call John Kelly's son. His own general. He's commander-in-chief. And a general loses a son, I think you'd call him, wouldn't you? So he has a point of reference that's accurate. But given the fact that this question is about calls to family members that have lost loved ones fighting for our country, I think Trump would be better to say nothing. Number one, they're setting a trap. They want to do this. I would say simply, I'm not going to talk about the dialogue that I have or do not have with family members of loved ones. You're trying to politicize it. You're trying to make it into a tabloid moment. I'm not going to give you that. Just give them a no comment. Just give them a no comment. But as usual, the media, AP goes and calls every member. That's nice to get an AP call from, you know, you lost a loved one 8 months ago, and AP's calling. Did the president call you? Did he call you? I'd go, look, you little mealy-mouthed reporter, just go away. Why don't you report on something that matters? You know, that's their reaction. And then this congresswoman from Florida, she says, well, there's a speakerphone, and she paraphrases is being kind, what the president said, takes a part of what he said, but not the rest of what he said, takes it out of context, and then says, well, he made the widow cry. Well, I bet the widow cries every time somebody calls and says, I'm so sorry you lost your husband, right? That would be understandable. So that was ridiculous. So the Democrats have jumped the shark, as usual, and the media has jumped the shark, as usual. But in my mind, if I'm President Trump, I don't even go there, especially when it comes to family members of fallen heroes. Wouldn't even go there. I really wouldn't. So a little bit of my take. More on that coming up here in a little bit. Same thing on the NFL. Welcome more of your calls, questions, and comments. I mentioned earlier, Monday, we're going to do something kind of fun on the program. Kevin Skunas farms near Arthur. And he and I talked a while ago. I think it might have been last harvest where he said, hey, come on up sometime. I said, I'd love it. I'd love to come up there. So we have found a date. Monday, I'm going to be there, do the show there, and, you know, spend a little time walking in the shoes of a farmer. A lot of great farmers and ranchers in our audience. I talk with, I hope, great reverence about what you do, but don't spend enough time seeing what you do. So this will give me a chance to do that. Kevin also is the president of the National Corn Growers Association. And, Kevin, I thought before Monday I should sort of get my mind around what exactly I'm signing up for here, since I'm doing a day in the life of a farmer, and chat with you a little bit here today to get my game face ready to go for Monday. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, good morning. Thanks for having me on, Scott. I appreciate it.
How's harvest going so far, first of all?
Well, so we finished up with our soybeans yesterday. Going to get everything all switched ground. We'll start harvesting corn later on this afternoon and poke into some fields, see what the moisture is, see what the yield is, and we'll start filling the wet bin, start the dryer up, and we'll be going full force on Monday when you get there. So we'll have a great time. We'll show you around the farm, see if we can get you out in the combine, ride a couple rounds in the combine. So
really looking forward to that for sure. Now, how are the soybeans? How did you fare?
Well, they were okay. We had actually had a pretty big band of hail come through in that last storm we got about 3 weeks ago and shelled some of them off. But we were pretty happy with the soybean crop as a whole.
That's good. And what are you expecting when you get some of that first data on the corn?
Well, you know, I think the rain probably really helped the corn late. I'm going to be optimistic until I get into it and find out different, but I think it'll be okay. We've been walking the fields. The stock strength seems to be pretty good, so we're not too worried about the falling over in the wind. We'll get in there. Of course, you know, you can walk in all the spots you want, but until you get the combine in the field and see what the yield is. But I'm going to be optimistic about our crop this year.
What are you hearing region-wide as far as corn?
Well, so in our region, I think some guys that have poked into it, you know, it kind of depends on you where you were in North Dakota. There were some, obviously, in the western part of the state, it was just terrible for anything that was planted in the spring, soybeans, corn, wheat. The further east you get, we were pretty good with moisture, you know, up until about the middle of July range, and we dried out pretty bad. But the good soil, you know, really helped hold the moisture. It lets the root structure go down and get more moisture and really didn't suffer as bad. And then we got that nice rain at the end of August there, you know, really helped out a lot. So I'm hearing some not so great fields, but I think overwhelmingly, I think we'll be average, if not a little above average on corn. So I'm optimistic.
So Monday, give me a brief overview of what your day looks like. Like, what time do you start when you're in harvest?
Well, Well, it kind of depends on. So I'm the guy that runs the dryer. I do a lot of the hauling. Of course, my longtime hired man and my youngest son are in the field with the combine and grain cart. My other son and another young employee, we haul the grain. So I'm kind of I've taken charge of the grain dryer in the yard. So my day will start pretty early. Hopefully the dryer will have run out of wet corn sometime during the night. Actually, I have that hooked up to my phone, so it'll tell me when it actually runs out of grain. I'll get up in the morning, I'll service the dryer, make sure everything's ready to go. When that first load of corn comes into the yard, so I can get some more wet corn in the wet holding bin, we'll start drying again and just continue that. So I get up pretty early.
Okay, define pretty early for me. What time does the alarm clock go off?
Oh, about 4 o'clock.
I love it. Is it a human alarm clock, or do you actually have to have an alarm clock wake you?
Well, it kind of depends on when we first start. It's a human alarm clock. 20 days into harvest or so, it tends to get a little. I'm not quite as young as I used to be. It tends to be a little. Sometimes need a little bit of help getting up. But for the most part, you hear that, and the dryer is about 100 yards out my bedroom window, so. If something does go wrong, even though I have it on my phone, you can usually hear the difference in what's going on outside. So ears perk up pretty fast.
Fantastic. And then when are you putting your head on the pillow? It starts at 4 a.m. and when are you shutting it down at harvest?
Well, I like to get the guys out of the field by in the 9 to 10 range. So then we can, be dumping our last load of corn probably about 10:30, 11 o'clock. Make sure the dryer's running okay, get in the house and hit the hay maybe most days between sometime 10, 11, and 12 o'clock in that range.
That's amazing. Doesn't surprise me one bit, but that's that is why I have unending respect and adoration for the folks that are growing our food. I tell you, it's pretty incredible what it all takes. And I'm looking forward to getting a little snapshot of that on Monday, and we'll take a little break for the show and get a little story to tell before things get going. I'm looking forward to being out there bright and early with you on Monday and also hopping in that combine. So it should be fun, and thanks for having us, Kevin.
Sounds great. Look forward to seeing you on Monday and telling the corn grower story a little more.
Yeah, really looking forward to that. Absolutely. And, of course, it's been all commodities, quite a bumpy ride with the prices where they are, and be a good chance to get an update on the state of the industry and on the corn side and see it all firsthand. So looking forward to chat with you and appreciate the time.
All right. Thanks. I appreciate it. See you Monday.
Thanks, Kevin. You bet. Kevin Schoonis, he and his boys farm near Arthur. He's also president of the National Corn Growers Association and heading out there on Monday. So just wanted to give you a little bit of preview. But see, I thought 5 was a big deal. It's 4. His wake-up call is at 4. So mine's probably going to have to be, 3 to make it there. But wow. Going to it. Dave in Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Tell me.
I got talking about the protest. You had made a list of things, clothing articles and whatnot, that they had prohibited for us, which made it ridiculous that they can't prohibit this for a protest movement. I'd like to add one other thing to that list, and that was Tim Tebow praying on the field. I believe they wouldn't allow that. So it's quite a contrast in what they will allow and won't allow.
Very good point. Very good point. They would not let Tim Tebow kneel to pray, but it's okay to kneel if you're protesting the flag. Pathetic.
Exactly.
Pathetic.
Yeah, the framework that I would view this in is, for decades, the anthem was a very neutral, totally neutral event. Now it's being made into a non-neutral event, and that's unacceptable. And that's the way that I would make a judgment call on this whole thing.
By neutral, you meaning everybody just understood, you remove your cap, you stand for the flag.
Yeah, there was nothing allowed. For decades, nothing was allowed except to stand and show respect. That was the only thing that was allowed.
That's good point, Dave. Appreciate the call.
It.
Thank you. Jeff in Jamestown, Matt and Dickinson, when we come back, more of your take on this, some emails, some texts. We'll get to all of you.
Listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick 4 for just 4. That's right, get a single topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any 2 cookies all day, every day. 4 items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
It's back, the 11th Annual Great Plains and Empower ND Energy Conference. Tuesday, October 10th, Bismarck State College. Early bird registration on now for just $95 through 4 p.m. October 5th. Walk-up registration, $115. This event includes a roundtable Q&A with Governor Doug Burgum and U.S. Senator John Hoeven. Platinum sponsors include Elite and their companies, ConocoPhillips, NextEra Energy Resources, and XTO Energy. Register now at energynd.com/events. energynd.com.
MBI Energy Services is hiring all throughout the Bakken. If you're looking for a rewarding career in the energy industry with an established North Dakota company, look no further than MBI Energy Services. Serving the Williston Basin and beyond since 1979, MBI offers comprehensive training, excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. Join a team that's in it for the long haul. Apply with MBI today. Visit MBIEnergyServices.com or call 844-MBI-JOBS to set up a same-day interview. 844-MBI-JOBS.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
On your mind, 11 before the top of the hour. Every time I've gotten riled up about the stupidity that's going on at the NFL, I think of my friend Jim the Flagpole Guy. And I think of it as the absolute best way to just channel the frustration over the lack of common sense coming out of the NFL and the whole thing. You know, even if you struggle with, I'm just this massive NFL fan, I love my team, but I think Roger Goodell's an idiot. I think these players are disrespecting the flag. I don't like it. What do I do? Honor Old Glory. Display the colors. Take it to the next level. Jim, the Flagpole Guy, is here. Jim, how you doing?
Scott, what a great day. There's not a better way to express how you feel, and that's to put up a flag. There's all kinds of flags, but there's not one that stands for more freedom of the individual. We gotta just think about this. A country was founded on individuals who didn't want tyranny, and they didn't sit around and say, well, we'll pray about it. Well, they did pray about it, but they didn't sit around and say, well, you know, maybe God will get them, or they took matters in their own hands, and they said, we want freedom for our children and future generations, and we will have to do whatever we have to do to make it right. So they gave us an example of greatness. What a better way to just express that and to remind everybody what greatness looks like. And that's where I come in.
Greatness is the United States of America. We're all born to be great. We are the day we were born, we won the lotto if we were born in the United States of America. It's just it's so obvious. It's, you know, just study history. Look at what we've become in such a short period of time. From absolutely nothing, wilderness, you know, bush country, you know, less than 300 years ago, to this incredible mecca of greatness. It really is something to celebrate, and that flag is what is, you know, has been that symbol, that greatness for so long. So it's as simple as a call to Jim to get yours in your front yard, your backyard, in front of your business. I know last time I talked to you, a 60-footer was going up in Williston. Any other calls for monster flagpoles?
Well, thank you, American State Bank, for putting up that 60-footer. It's a beautiful display at the north side of Williston. But, Scott, yesterday I got a call for a 100-foot flagpole. How about that?
That's American greatness on display right there. And that's the way to do it. That's the way to say, you know what, the NFL, you're in my rearview mirror. Whether I watch a game or not is unimportant. I'm going to show you what American greatness is all about. I love it. ND. FlagpoleGuy.com, ndflagpoleguy.com, or call them at 701-571-FLAG, whether it's a 15-footer, whether it's a 25-footer, whether it's a 60-footer, a 100-footer, whatever. It's the display of the American colors in the right atmosphere, and Jim and his son and their entire team will take good care of you. 701-571-FLAG or online at ndflagpoleguy.com. Take care, Jim.
Thank you, and everybody, you were made to be great. Don't be ashamed to be great. You were made to be great. Thank you. God bless you, Scott. God bless America.
Well said. Thank you, Jim. Appreciate that. Jeff in Jamestown, what's on your mind?
I'm getting real tired of all of this. You know, this flag represents the freedom for these guys to do as they want. And that also gives me the freedom not to watch their game or buy their junk or refuse them service in my establishment. Correct?
Well, no. You can't do that unless you want to go to court, Jeff. Not the last one.
I reserve the right to refuse service to anyone in my establishment.
Well, try it sometime. And if you end up with a snowflake that you refuse service to, you're going to end up in court. That's my point.
The flag protects my right, and it's tattered and torn and beaten, but you know what? It still stands for something. I wish the media would give up on this because you're doing what they want you to do. We're wasting time listening to them. You ignore them. Let them pout. Let them sit and pout by themselves. Who cares?
Yeah, right? I think people think too much of the flag to just let it go, though. I think they see it as a total slap in the face. So they're not going to stand, especially when you've got an organization that has rules for literally everything. That somehow now can't find itself to find a rule for that. That's the difference. I hear what you're saying, Jeff, and it's in everything. I mean, Las Vegas Shooter is a worldwide household name now because he decided to kill 60 people and hurt 500, and the media perpetuates that.
There's a perfect case. I don't care how much gun control you do; you were never going to stop this guy.
Well, I agree, but I was going to your point that
we're going to stop that.
I agree, but I was going to your point that that it'd be better to ignore these people than to make them into celebrities. It just doesn't happen. It can't happen. It's not the way the media operates. They're never going to ignore.
Well, we have a lot more important things to worry about. I wish they'd get busy on instead of the morning news is filled with this over and over and over, and there's a thousand other things that need a hell of a lot more attention than this.
Appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch, Jeff. Let me get Matt and Dickinson here real quick with your comment. Go ahead, Matt.
Yeah, thanks, Jim, the flagpole guy, for all he does. That's awesome. I swear my
Isn't that something? Isn't that incredible? It's hard not to want to stand up and cheer when you hear a guy who's out there just, you know, making a living, putting up flagpoles, but also in the same time inspiring us with the reason we do it. I love it. Hang on, Matt. Don't go away. I want you to have more time. We'll do it after the news break here.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
I got a call from my brother the other day. He lives in Las Vegas. He said, I'm looking at a new job. I said, what does it pay? $12.50 an hour. Can you believe that? I said, boy, moved to North Dakota. Polar Service Center is where I told him to call. Because right now at Polar Service Center, they're looking for certified welders, sandblasters, wash rack attendants, and diesel mechanics. And they are paying big bucks. And they do great training. Polar Service Center, largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America. This is a service center, both in Williston and in Kildare, that needs people right now that service tank trailers, Polar, and other tank trailers. And they will train you and pay you up to $32 an hour with incredible benefits. Write down this number, 612-214-8781. Ask for Maria. She's waiting for your call right now. Tell your loved ones that are working in Las Vegas for chump change, Polar Service Center, big bucks, that's where it's at. Williston and Kildare locations hiring right now. Call 612-214-8781. Ask for Maria and tell her Scott sent you.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available. Comfortable interiors and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now or visit atlassurvivalshelters.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.